opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Short this morning.
Thought I'd switch it up a little bit. Today is March 14th, 2021. My name is Mark Kent, and I will not comply. And you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, and I'm here in the studio in the great city of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who's at all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, and an immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes, and she has seen more BS than a Dominion voting.
And it keeps coming. Good morning.
Yeah, and our kid that rocks around the clock, he's on assignment, and he'll be back next week, I'm sure, and I'm sure. Dave Johnson, and we miss him, and we're already sad.
I'm sorry.
Hey, why are you laughing? Come on, this is I was serious. At least, yeah. and at least, but not least, at least, you know, and we've got Travis in there, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and Seventh Dan Ninja, reflexive, keyboard mastery, the weaponry specialist, producer, librarian of bumper time band of breaks and magic button of silence guy.
Wow.
That kind of cooled his jets. He was in there just like
this coffee,
cooking this morning.
That hour loss of the coffee really is helping out.
He just got promoted. Wow. We got a lot to cover on the show, where we get started. Do you want to go ahead?
We've got sponsors. We've got... Yeah. All of that.
I want to thank our sponsors. Before you get to the recall and the sponsors that you have to talk about, I want to talk about some of the people that have actually been donating to the recall lately, and I want to give them a big, huge thanks. You got Andre and Jimmy and Lori and Ray and Rod and Miranda out there, and a lot of other people,
we've had a good response with that, donating. And just to let people know, some of those people don't even live in our county.
That's true.
But they understand what's going on and what needs to be done, and they are in full support of us. So I want to thank them for that.
Absolutely. And so let's talk about the recall a little bit. Give everybody the information if they need to donate or have to donate or want to donate or will donate.
Okay, so if you want to donate, we can take your money several ways, but you can mail a check to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, and that's Reading, and the zip is 96003. If you want to give us a call and give us a credit card number or something, you can call 691-1707, and that's 530 area code.
And if they want to give us an outdated check that's no longer a valid way to do a transaction because everybody uses Vima and PayPal. And
I'll still take it.
You'll still take it. Who should they make the check out to?
Well, we'll shorten it. I have to really think about it. It's SGPC.
Which stands for?
Shasta General Purpose Committee.
If you say it long enough and loud enough.
And everything, it comes together. So with that being said, we are having a fundraiser, and it's on April 10th, and we're selling, I believe, 20 tables. Don't quote me on that. But the tables are $300 for 8 people to sit at your table.
Right.
And it will be catered by Dill's Deli. or you can buy a single ticket for $40, and that's going to be held at...
Do you know how many people are at each table?
Eight.
So I bought two tables, and I expect eight people with their wallets full to be invited to my tables. Just saying.
Yeah, so call us and let us know if your wallets are full of money, so we can invite you to the table.
Yeah, just let me know. You know, send me an email, shoot me an email, kentmark@msn.com. Make the check out to SCGP, that's correct, and you can send it to 14421 Old Oregon Trail Suite B, Redding, California, 96003, and Mother Goose has got it posted in the chat room.
Very nice. Thank you. And don't forget, we want everybody to show up on that day, so mark your calendars. That's April 10th, and it's going to be at the VFW Hall in Anderson, which is at 3210 West Center Street. So, yeah, if you need more information, give us a call, 530-691-1707.
And if anybody needs specific reasons why we're doing the recall, it's really simple. And we could go into specific hair-splitting things, but here's the gist of it. They're not following the law. So it's kind of like, Jim Carrey, and they said, he says to his client when he was a lawyer and Liar Liar. And he tells him, well, I robbed a store and I got caught and the police arrested me and they threw me in jail and my bell's this high and what should I do? And he says, stop breaking the law. And that's really true. I mean, we're making fun of it, but the real deal is that they declared an emergency down in Sacramento that wasn't an emergency, that doesn't legally suspend all of our constitutional rights. And they've been using that as an excuse ever since. To not follow the law, to not follow the Constitution, California or federal, and to do whatever they want. They close the meetings. You know, oh, it's the COVID. Oh, we don't have to have anybody hear what we're saying. We took all the seats out of the Board of Supervisors room because, we don't want to have anybody able to sit down. I mean, because that just makes too much sense that if, that's like third grade crap.
Yeah. That means we would have to listen to what you had to say to us.
And we'll put plexiglass shields to the tune of $9,000 in front of us between them. Go to a Zoom meeting, shut off our Zoom cameras so we don't have to. You know, we can pretend that we're there and then we're not listening and we're doing things under our table, but we're not sure what that is.
I'm going to leave that one alone, underneath the table thing. I'm sorry, but...
kind of like Brian Seltzer or whatever his name at CNN. You know, he was doing a newscast without his pants on.
Oh, yeah,
on.
Right.
And then he thought it
with
was cool.
With the Zoom camera going.
He thought it was cool that he was over there without his pants on. You know, he actually leaked it to show everybody that he could sit behind the camera and have a suit on with no pants, and nobody knows. It's kind of like that guy. You know, remember that guy in Dances with Wolves, you know, when he's getting ready to take his post and he's out there on the frontier and he's talking to the commander there, the head of the post there. And the guy is crazy. It's obvious he's crazy. You know, he gives him his orders and he wads them all up in a little tiny ball and hands them to him. And then he says to Kevin Costner, he says, I've just pissed my pants and there's nothing you can do about
it.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, these guys are crazy. We got 1 minute. I just want to cover. I used to watch a lot of movies, but not anymore.
Yeah. Before we move on, remember there is a Board of Supervisors meeting this Tuesday. I wanted to get that in there before we went to break. You know, to remind, because we never know.
Okay.
You know, 1 week it's we're on. And, you know, they don't. So anyway, Tuesday.
Hey, all
if you can.
Do.
Be there.
And we're going to talk about this emergency creation stuff a little more in depth. But I want to cover this just before we go to the break. Breaking. Boxing great Marvin Hagler dies. According to the reports, he was struggling in ICU on Saturday after taking vaccines. Or taking a vaccine. And now, you know, we got a tweet here from Thomas the Hitman Hearns, you know, and his tweet was a real true warrior. Pray for the king and his family. He's in ICU fighting after the effects of the vaccine. Now, let me read you the CNN coverage of that. Former boxing champion, Marvelous Marvin Hagler dies at 66. Undisputed heavyweight champion, middleweight champion, I'm sorry, died on Saturday. You know, sorry to make the sad announcement, his family and so forth, and they their condolences, talk about all of his 12 successful title defenses, defended his title against Tommy Hearns in 85 in a brutal three-round fight billed as the War. During his professional boxing career, Hagler notched 62 wins, 3 losses, 2 draws, with 52 wins by knockout, and he was introduced in the International Boxing Hall of Fame 1993, and it goes on and on and on. Do you notice anything kind of missing there?
Exactly. Why we're talking about him? That maybe something happened about the back.
Maybe the cause of death?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like, really? So we'll just talk about his career. We'll talk about that he died. We won't mention why he died, how he died, you know, what he died of. But we'll just move right along because it doesn't fit the narrative. And, of course, if it doesn't fit the narrative, we're not going to mention it.
Yeah, you can't be truthful about what actually happened.
You know, I'm getting so angry with the local people on the radio, the news media. Oh, it's all a big conspiracy. You know, that's all you guys, this conspiracy. Do you know why that they won't look things in the eye that are truthful and admit? Because they're afraid. They're afraid to admit that there might be something bigger that they won't acknowledge that's going on in the world that they would have to face if they admitted it.
Yeah, that they have to look at reality.
They're like little children.
Wow. You know,
they're
really?
They're like little children that cover their heads with a blanket.
And they hope it just goes away.
And pretend that there's nothing going on.
If I don't think about it, it can't be happening. And with that, we will go to break if you want to call in. Number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's raps pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, it's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, cause you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death in public. As children, we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now, the planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged, guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're rapists. They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can't see the cage. They knew the race war would be the game they need to play. For people to big teams, they used the media to feed the flame. They saw, fake woe. Facts don't care about feeling, they know, they won't tell me what to believe in. Hey, so fake woes, same old, say so, say so, fake woes.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Can't get enough of that one for some reason. A little ZZ Top there. Boy, I've partied to that more than once. Man, that's a good song to jam to and dance. Wow. Where do we start? Okay, I just want to let everybody know that when we fought the Civil War, we didn't free the slaves. We just made the plantation bigger. Yeah, I mean, if you think about what's going on and the censorship and, and ask yourself, who do we owe our allegiance to? These people that are out there running around, get rid of the Constitution. We don't need liberty. Give it all to the government or some bunch of guys over there in Davos, Switzerland someplace or Bezos or wherever they're at. Let's just I owe allegiance to some unknown thing called Marxism because I don't want to, talk about the Constitution of freedom or liberty. But let's talk about global warming and climate change and all these things that are being used as tools to
distract,
to shift our allegiance from ourselves, our community, our counties. So we're going to talk about that. I want to play this. We're going to get to Rich and this report on the police and so forth here. But I want to stay on this subject for a minute, and then we're going to go and do some other stuff. But I want you to hear this. This is our friend J.P. Sears, and it's talking about the Great Reset. And I want you to listen to this, and we'll talk here and there between it. Are we ready to go, Travis? There we go. And this is very interesting, and this feathers into what we're talking about, local, state, federal, and global allegiance. And here we go. Hold on. We got to stop that for just a second.
Yeah. Hold on, guys. It's not coming through, but he's working on it.
Okay, it'll only take a second here, and we'll have it all ready to go. Okay, you ready? Right. Here we go. I think I'm ready to plug it. Here we go.
Yep.
By 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy about it. Why would you be happy about that? Well, turn off your brain and start listening, because we'll answer that question and more. Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, which is a group of the richest people in the world who want complete control of the world. Recently, Schwab endeared the world when he said, by 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy about it. Wow! That seems like a win-win. And he believes you're dumb enough to fall for it. And you kind of are. So here's how it'll work. Under the World Economic Forum's vision, governments and the super rich who already control the governments will own everything. That's a win for them. Meanwhile, you own nothing, which is a win for you, according to them. But you'll be allowed to rent things from the government that you need, like clothes, shelter, and a pacifier for your baby. You'll also receive an income from the government. Sounds great, doesn't it? This just in! We're already doing some of that. They're called stimulus checks. In this innovative vision of freedom, you'll be completely controlled by the government because you're completely dependent on the government. I smell a social credit score. Will there be a social credit score that requires you to be strictly obedient to the government in order to receive your meager rations? Like, I don't know. Does the World Economic Forum vision sound like socialism, communism, and totalitarianism? No, because they're calling it something different. The Great Reset, actually. First, let's be clear. For all of human history, socialism, communism, and totalitarianism has always worked swimmingly. It's never created super oppressed and abused people. 100% of the time, it's never done that. That's why you've always seen people from capitalist countries like the US risking their lives to flee to communist countries like Cuba. Or at least what the US used to be. And still is. Kind of. But if socialism, communism, and totalitarianism is so great, and indeed it is, why are some slightly skeptical about Klaus Schwab's agenda?
Now, he posted this, and I want to read this. This is a quote from Klaus Schwab. You know, this didn't get any play in the media either. It says, the pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. This was, this is the guy who's just wants to do a great reset for our own good so that we can all be happy and get, lots of income and give up our sovereignty and do it voluntarily. And our allegiance can go to some bunch of people in another country that have our special interest, our interest in mind. You do understand it's for our own good.
Yeah.
Because we're too dumb to not be, sovereign citizens. So let's keep going. Here we go.
Well, that question sounds like hate speech, so we'll gladly censor any attempt to even ask it. A better question that you're allowed to ask is, how are the very empowering to the people forms of government, such as totalitarianism, even accepted by the masses in the first place? Now, that's a great question. And the answer that you're commanded to accept is, they prey on you by glorifying how great it would be if they took the burden of self-responsibility off your shoulders. Then you no longer have to create your own income, worry about food, or buy things, because those things take hard work. So wouldn't it be easier to let people rule over you so they can do those things for you? In addition, they also take away people's ability to work, even if they want to, which creates further dependency on the government. This just in, over 100,000 small businesses in the US have closed because of the government mandated lockdowns. This also just in. It's all probably just a coincidence. Meanwhile, strong people who are actually happy and successful suggest self-responsibility is what creates freedom and fulfillment, which means under Schwab's vision, you have no self-responsibility, which also means you have no freedom or fulfillment. And that's a good thing, because freedom and fulfillment are the principal sources of human suffering. It's just in! We think you're dumb enough to let a guy who's never smiled in his whole life tell you what'll make you happier. So let's do the Great Reset. Now, does all this talk of the World Economic Forum wanting a socialist communist state for the entire world seem a little far-fetched? Maybe like a conspiracy theory? Well, it is. That's why on the World Economic Forum's own website, they're advocating for more Marxism. And if you're too mentally lazy to know what Marxism is, that's why it's all around you already. You've allowed it through your obedience. But don't worry, the water will soon get up to a full boil if you continue not recognizing what you're willingly sitting in. Why would Schwab and the super rich want to rule over you in such a totalitarian way? Well, that's not what they're doing. Because they call it something different. The World Economic Forum uses cool propaganda to manufacture your consent. They use compelling and definitely not misleading words like sustainability, climate change, and improving the state of the world. Because that's what they're doing. So why do they want to rule over you in a totalitarian way while you think they're doing something good for the world? Well, fact checkers have verified they would have no motive. Because it's not like nefarious people who have acquired mega wealth would want more wealth and more possessions. And it's also not like if you owned nothing, then they would own everything. Literally everything. The reality is, you'll own nothing and be happy. And they'll own everything and be happier. This just in! Klaus Schwab was born in Nazi Germany in 1938. Guess the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree now, does it?
But just remember, you won't be able to own apples either. The World Economic Forum recently had admirable and highly altruistic world leaders address their audience. World leaders like Xi Jinping, the head of the Chinese Communist Party. After his surprisingly pro-communism sounding address, he helped improve the state of the world by immediately having to return to China so he could continue not allowing World Health Organization investigators into his country. Acclaimed humanitarian Vladimir Putin also addressed the audience so they can aspire to be at his level. Putin's sustainability and climate control efforts have recently included having his chief political rival, Alexei Navalny, poisoned because he dared speak out against Putin. After the hit attempt failed, Putin simply had his chief political rival thrown in prison to help improve the state of the world. Putin's humanitarian efforts have recently been elevated even further, as it's recently been discovered that he had a $1 billion palace built for himself using Russian taxpayer money. When Russian citizens, who are very economically oppressed, were asked how they felt about Putin taking all their money to build a $1 billion palace for himself, they were quoted as saying, "We own nothing and we're happy about it." As we at this station are big fans of the World Economic Forum, we applaud Putin's efforts to beta test the exact model for the world that Klaus Schwab envisions. Also on the speaker list was one William Gates. Billionaire Billy recently became the largest farmland owner in the U.S. I, for one, feel safer with him also having a monopoly over the food supply now. With the elites controlling free speech, censorship, whether or not you can work, and now controlling the food supply, it feels like we're gaining more and more choice over whether or not we participate in a own-nothing-and-be-happy-about-it kind of world. This just in! Mark Zuckerberg is a member of the World Economic Forum. Just thought you should know that. Now, why didn't they have President Biden speak to their audience? Oh, I already said Xi Jinping. It's also unknown exactly what species Klaus Schwab's DNA comes from. Most scientists believe it's a hybrid sequence of a snake and a slug. Yet what is known is that people have spent the past year being very obedient to being afraid when they're told to be. This has likely given Schwab great reason to believe they'll also be very obedient when they're told to think they're happy. By 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy about it. With a complete lack of self-responsibility, an unwillingness to think for yourself, and continued obedience to power-hungry elites, you'll be doing a lot to help create this beautiful new world. Until next time, continue giving your power away. You'll find you get happier the worse your life gets. Good night.
Yeah, there you have it.
Yeah, and with that, we do need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Let me give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I need to have
it. It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
The days of wine and roses. Let's just pretend there's nothing happening. Let's not let our little world crumble in front of our eyes, and let's keep our head in the sand.
Yeah.
And let's pretend that they're not trying to widen the plantation, and let's not think about all the businesses that are getting paid off to make sure that nobody wears masks in their establishments. I mean, think about that for a second. Do you think that all these businesses would still be in business if they weren't getting all of this money from the government? And do you think all this printing of money from the government and stashing it wherever they're going to put it to keep everybody bribed into not doing anything because it keeps them just enough afloat to keep going and make sure that everybody is in compliance because they'll pull their money? Do you think that that's just a coinkydink, you know? And the fact that they're doing this on a worldwide basis and printing money and – you know, everybody's got stimulus, and we're all getting used to it. The new norm now is
my check?
We're going to get stimulus every month, you know. But, of course, this is not going to debase the currency to the point where, you know, everybody starts running into, you know, Bitcoin and things like that at 56,000 a coin last time I checked. And so this is so there's no urgency. Let's just pretend nothing's happening, and let's crawl into our little Pollyanna world.
Yeah. Well, we know that that they're printing isn't money anyway. It's just paper.
It's currency. It's not even paper.
Yeah.
I mean, it's digits where they just type them into a computer.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And now they're, you know, but this is all going to end well, right? You know, we can just see it. It's all going
to
end well.
You're supposed to be happy.
Let's stay in compliance.
Remember what the guy said? You're going to be happy.
They're not
taking
our rights away, are they? It's all voluntarily. So if we voluntarily become a slave, that's okay, too, right?
Maybe for some, but not for others. Some
we don't
of us
need
don't like
to be,
that.
We don't need to be self-reliant. We don't need to be independent. We don't need to have liberty. Liberty's no good, is it? I don't know.
While we're on this, I was watching TV this morning, and they have now where they want people to pretend that they're commuting to work. I kid you not. I almost said something else. It's like, are you kidding me? Yeah,
so,
I know you're watching me, Travis. Where's this in? So we get to pretend. I'm happy, like the guy said. I'm so happy. I get to pretend I'm commuting to my workplace today.
And in this process, where does your allegiance go? Does your allegiance go to climate change and sustainability and to a world government that's going to take care of you and make sure you're okay and you don't have to work and it's just going to pay your way through school and life and everything else? And of course, they'll never turn on you, after they get total control, will they?
No, they've never done that in the past.
No, Nancy Pelosi, all those guys, they would never lie to us, would they? That's why we have a capital surrounded by barbed wire and fencing. And
they keep increasing it.
But they keep giving us more money, so they're on our side, right? Because they wouldn't lull us into a false sense of security web boiling us as frogs in a pot.
Except
slowly.
They kept all the cheese in the process.
Even though only 9%, kind of went to the COVID and the rest went to everything else and their pet projects.
We're not
everything.
Supposed to. That shouldn't matter.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Nero when Rome was burning. You remember Nero? He was fiddling while Rome was burning. They were debasing the currency, by the way, back then. And then how they debased their currency back then was actually money, was silver. They just start melting down the real silver and putting pot metal into it until it was no longer silver, but pretty much pot metal. And, just kind of like after 1964 here. But this is all an accident, right?
Yeah.
This is all just a crazy accident, Anyway.
And with that, I guess we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, everybody. How's my volume?
That's pretty good.
I have a couple issues. The first one is you guys should have already received the citizen's arrest police report. I just sent it a little bit ago. And, the issue is here is now it is in writing, not my writing, the sheriff's department's writing, that, our county officials get to violate state law because the governor issued an executive order. Very interesting. So here it is, Deputy Walker, Lieutenant Stonehouse. I'm sure the sheriff and the undersheriff also reviewed this report, and the DA likely reviewed it, even though it was not referred to her. I'm almost positive she has reviewed it for the legal issues prior to giving it back to me, okay? All these people eventually are going to want to run for higher office. Oh, I don't know, the DA might want to be a judge. Stonewall might want to be the sheriff someday. This is all going to be used against them in the future if they think they have walked away scot-free from this. And also, I have two more possibilities relating to this arrest. I'm exploring one now and the other one maybe later. And again, it's not a huge issue at the moment because they continue to violate the Brown Act each meeting. So the statute of limitations is really a moot point because I'm always going to be able to have fresh charges to refile on them. So, more to come on that. And then if you have any comments, I'd like to switch to citizen journalist issues after that.
Well, I just got the report. I haven't had a chance to review it much. But I'm not surprised. I mean, these people are all getting paid off, with the money from Sacramento to do whatever they're basically told for money. I mean, and this COVID crisis is just a coincidence, right? Because the whole thing isn't set up and we're being, completely ignore all the rule of law and the Constitution and all that stuff. And at the same time, we, during the election, and this was all coincidence too, six to eight key swing states all circumvented the rule of law and passed a bunch of rules that changed the election process, and then we happened to get a guy elected to president who's the most popular president in the history of the country by the vote count. I mean, he's better than Trump. He's better than Obama. The crowd showed up in droves. He filled stadiums up. He's a great speaker. Never missed a line and everything.
No.
And so we're supposed to buy all this crap and all the way down to the local level and give all our allegiance to a global body who has created this whole pandemic thing out of smoke and mirrors, right?
Yeah, that was a mouthful. Hey, anything else on that before I go to citizen journalist?
No, I'll go to citizen journalist. I just can't. Maybe one more thing.
Real quick. Well, this ties into what you were talking about earlier, Mark, about them hiding behind, not telling the truth, etc. And citizen journalists, we have been exposing this county related to their issuing these vaccines, not doing the fully informed consent. They're not following up on injuries and deaths related to the vaccine. This is almost criminal. Okay.
I think it is criminal. I think that speaking of criminals over there in New York, the governor, what's interesting is now he's got about seven women coming forward, and that seems to be refocusing. I don't know, women, sexual harassment, or sending 15,000 people to their deaths. Let's concentrate on the women.
So I know you got a break coming up, so I'll finish this off here.
Go ahead.
I recently acquired some documents, and this Tuesday board meeting is going to be very interesting, folks. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to hit it between the eyes like I know how to do. We have documents now that show, that prove that County Health is not following their provider agreements in order to issue these vaccines in this county, which also than all the providers underneath them, Safeway, Vibra, everybody else, that makes their agreement null and void, because our county is the county authority on letting others in the county issue the vaccines. We have the documents, folks. Tuesday is going to be very interesting. That's all I have.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate the update. And, everybody should be there on Tuesday so they can hear what's going on with that.
Everybody's got to get involved locally. That's why we're doing the recall. And, you know, while you're talking about that, I'm looking at headlines. I just can't believe it. Chuck Todd and Dr. Fauci call on President Trump to urge his supporters to get a COVID vaccine. Fauci, what's the problem here? I don't get it. That's a quote. What's the problem here? I don't get it. Oh, and then, you know, I guess on the other front, we've got, Utah woman, 39, dies of second dose of Moderna's COVID vaccine. UK reverses recommendations on COVID vaccines after 20 pregnant women suffer miscarriages.
There's no problem. They wouldn't be doing anything.
Yeah, one nurse dead, another one injured as Austria suspends the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine inoculations. 402 deaths following the COVID vaccines in UK. I don't understand what's going on here. Yeah,
there's no problem. And with that, we're going to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Yeah, we got Dr. Clouseau at the head of the CDC implementing policies, you know. I couldn't decide whether it's the Pink Panther was the new Assistant Secretary of Health. Or maybe we should have done I'm pretty, oh so pretty. Yeah, you know, I mean, come on. And now we got, you know, Fauci, who's like Clouseau on the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a bomb in the room, you fool. I mean, these guys are like sock puppets, and then the local sock puppets just go right along with them. Like they're gods, like they know something, like they're so educated, they've been educated beyond their own intelligence, like they really know something, even though Fauci's been wrong on every single thing.
No, they don't want to think for themselves. Yeah. They just take the orders and go, yes, master.
It's like that sock puppet that was on the radio earlier this week. Won't mention any names. I can't remember his name. That's why I won't mention it. But nobody challenges. Yeah, 85% of the people think that Trump, you know, was the election was legal. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? 85% of the people, you know, think that the storming of the Capitol was an insurrection. Really? Except nobody had any guns. The only gun that was fired was the security guard shooting an unarmed person, and they said they did it because of her backpack, and when they opened their backpack, there was a scarf and a jacket. You know, they were warned of lockdowns. They did nothing, no riot gear, didn't inform anything. The FBI said they knew that it was coming. And it just happened to be on the day that they're going to challenge the voting in the states, you know, so
for vetting
the votes from all these various places that, you know, there's legitimate evidence showing that they were rigging the election. And you listen to this sock puppet. All they talk about is climate change and sustainability and Trump's a evil, bad orange man. And these guys are absolute morons, you know, useful idiots. You know, nobody challenges them. They cut everybody off. It's like, you know, they won't have a conversation about facts because facts do not matter.
Right.
What matters is feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
You're getting way too into it, Travis.
Sorry. You guys are sick in the head. You've been brainwashed to follow some group of people that's spoon-feeding you pablum to make you feel good about yourself. I feel so good now. I can virtue signal. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Facts don't matter.
No, facts don't matter.
Let's just go get a vaccine. Why don't you mainline me in my frickin' jugular? You know, give it to me
now. Nothing's happened yet.
Hold on. Let me get it out.
Yeah. Nothing has happened to anybody at this stage of the game.
It's perfectly safe, even though it rearranges your DNA and we haven't tested it.
Yes, we do not know the results after 10 years, but go ahead and hook me up.
Marvin, he just died because he was like punchy, you know? What? I mean, come on. Use your freaking brains for something besides watching a Disney Pollyanna movie. And by the way, we can't even watch that anymore because that's probably racist.
You're racist.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Potato Head's racist.
Let's see. We got rid of Pinocchio because that might teach you that lying's bad. We got rid of Pepe Le Pew because he somehow, you know, is conveying that, going after women is...
because he portrays...
Because he's going after a cat that's got a stripe accidentally painted down his back and thinks it's a skunk now. And that... but Cuomo, hey, let's give him a pass. You know,
you got Joe Biden right up there. He goes around sniffing everybody.
With his hairy legs and roaches and go back in the pool and, you know, all that good stuff. But that doesn't matter. Let's talk about other things like global warming. Let's talk about Mr. Potato Head sex. These people have got zero common sense. Zero. And I would venture to say that almost every single one of them is on the dole one way or another.
You think they might be collecting money somewhere in between there?
I'm telling you, they're either on the government payroll, they're on welfare, they're on food stamps, student loans, subsidies, something. Social Security, disability, stimulus.
Alpers?
You know, the only thing they need is a nose swab and an anal swap and, you know, some...
Don't give them any ideas. Never mind. I mean, like, with that, we got a couple calls.
Some rhino wipes. Come on.
Yeah. We've got Melissa on the first line. Good morning, Melissa.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
I guess I was on a rant. Sorry.
Well, first of all, the health secretary looks like the penguin from Batman. I saw that one this morning. No, I wanted to call in because I wanted to touch on the subject that you were just mentioning about public health and how, you know, where's the common sense? I mean, that's been a big theme that I've always talked about at the public meetings, the county meetings, is that our public health, they don't question authority. You know, right. we are beholden to the state, and they don't use any common sense, any kind of rational thinking. Like, what if these people are right? Like, why do these people keep showing up and, you know, giving us data, telling us about, you know, things that they think are happening? Why don't we try to go and investigate that ourselves? Like, let's report back to the community about informed consent. Like, let's give both sides of the story, and then we'll let people decide. And I think that's, like, my biggest beef is with public health, that they don't do that.
You know, Ranstrom, does she know anything when you ask her questions?
No.
And she's the health officer getting, like, I don't know, $300,000 a year with benefits, and she doesn't know anything. And you can count how many times she says in her sentences. I think we counted, like, 87 in, you know, 20 minutes or something the last time she spoke. And the only thing they're missing is a Zig Heil before we start the meeting.
Right. She's just a pawn. It blows me away, and that's the biggest thing is there's just no logical thinking anymore, you know? And yesterday was funny because I haven't shopped at Trader Joe's, right, since the beginning of time.
Since the masks Nazis probably gave you a bunch of grief?
Well, yeah, and the lines outside look too much like bread lines, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do this. But yesterday I actually called in. I said, will you run me out some instant coffee? Because I really like their instant coffee, right? And he goes, yeah, pull up on the side, and I'll bring it out to you. And he came out. He was wearing a face shield and a mask. Nice gentleman. He wasn't wearing gloves, okay? And so he asked for my card, no gloves, and that was it. Like, that kind of logical thinking is like, you're wearing two masks, a mask and a shield, so you're not wearing gloves, and you're handing it to me. That's what's lacking.
But you can't get it by hand contact at all or anything like that, Melissa.
You can't get it
right?
by... You can't get
you
it
know?
By...
No, it's so contagious, but that has no bearing on transmitting it.
You can't get it by
another.
Licking doorknobs either. That's the other side.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I don't want to know why you know about licking doorknobs, but okay.
I've tested this personally, not myself.
That's worse.
I meant somebody else. I mean, you know, just hey, lick that doorknob, would you, kid?
But I agree with you, Melissa. There's no common sense, and people don't even. Most of the people aren't even questioning it. They'll go, "Oh yeah, she says we have to," you know.
Right. Oh, it's like the guy this last week. 500,000 people died, but he doesn't even take the time to go look at the CDC's own articles that said that they pretty much made up the numbers.
You mean
they admit it?
Yeah.
Right.
You mean I got to seek out the truth?
Well, because they just happen to all get. Well, they're all getting paid off. These CARES Acts pay off not only the businesses so that they stay in business and they implement all this crap, but they pay off the hospitals. You know, 36 grand for each person. You die of a heart attack, even though you had COVID, because COVID was, you know, I mean, you was present somewhere in the hospital. And so, you know, alligator bites, you know, motorcycle wrecks, you know, everything.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, everything's COVID related.
We know that the $500,000 figure is off by 94% in reality. But does anybody challenge this sock puppet? Does one sock puppet challenge the other one? It's the Kukulin Fran and Ollie show. These guys are a bunch of idiots.
There's lamb chop.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why, too.
Melissa, hang on.
Hang on.
We'll get you on the other side. We're at the top of the hour, and they're going to cut us off. Come on, stay on the line, and we'll pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
How many times must I tell?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. More than 2,000 flights canceled over the weekend at Denver International Airport for the usual reason, big snow.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning. Forecasters say they expect 18 to 24 inches of snow to fall in Denver and Boulder till Sunday night. The Colorado Department of Transportation is warning that road closures are highly likely. Transportation officials are asking people not to make unnecessary trips.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Police in Miami Beach kicked off a busy spring break weekend by firing pepper balls into a threatening crowd that had gathered around officers who were making an arrest. The Miami Beach Police Department says the two cops are injured and had to go to the hospital. They were released yesterday but remain off duty because of their injuries. A Brooklyn man was arrested and charged with battery on a police officer. Mike Pence has added another title to his name.
Besides being vice president, Mr. Pence was also governor of Indiana and served the state as a senator and a congressman. He now has a new moniker that is significantly more important than all the others, grandfather. The former vice president's Navy pilot son Michael and his wife Sarah welcomed Avery Grace Pence into the world earlier this week. A photo tweeted over the weekend showcased the new grandpa with his daughter and first grandchild. The 61-year-old Pence will make his first public speech since leaving office when he keynotes a Palmetto Family Council dinner next month in South Carolina. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Officials say Paris and its suburbs may be headed toward a new coronavirus lockdown as variants of the disease fill up intensive care units and limit vaccine supplies, dragging inoculation efforts down. Special medical planes have been dispatching patients from the Paris area to less saturated regions over the weekend. The head of the health agency says a 6 p.m. curfew isn't enough. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. The reviews are amazing, as this is one product that actually works. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors, so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can be used in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Genesis 950 is made in America. If you are tired of pet cleaners that don't work, it's time to buy Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial-strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for bathrooms, kitchens, floors, upholstery, and grease stains. Consider Genesis 950 before purchasing new carpets. Genesis 950 has great customer service. Order 1 gallon direct at Genesis950.com to receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and $10 coupon using code PETS. That's $10 coupon using code PETS. That's Genesis950.com. Discount only available at Genesis950.com. Genesis 950, much cheaper than replacing your carpets.
Australia has suspended defense cooperation with Myanmar and is redirecting humanitarian aid because of the military coup and the detention of an Australian citizen.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australian diplomats only had access to economic policy advisor Sean Turnell twice since he was detained in early February. The defense training program being suspended already had been restricted to non-combat areas such as English language training. Australian humanitarian aid will be directed away from Myanmar government and government-related entities. It will focus on the immediate humanitarian needs of the most vulnerable and poor in Myanmar, including the Rohingyas and other ethnic minorities. Jeremy House reporting.
Police in Moscow detained about 200 people yesterday participating in a forum of independent members of municipal councils, an action that comes amidst a multi-pronged crackdown on dissent. News and analysis at townhall.com. The NBA yesterday, the Bucks overcame a triple-double with one of their own in a victory over the Washington Wizards.
Giannis Antetokounmpo notched his sixth triple-double of the season, and Drew Holiday scored 10 of his 18 points in the fourth quarter as the Bucks got past the Wizards 125-119. Antetokounmpo provided 30 points, 11 assists, and 11 rebounds for Milwaukee, which has won 8 of 9 to get within 2 games of the conference-leading 76ers. Russell Westbrook recorded his league-high 11th triple-double with 42 points, 10 rebounds, and 12 assists. Westbrook scored 15 of the Wizards' final 18 points, but Washington suffered its third straight loss. I'm Dave Ferry.
Today is Sunday, March the 14th. It is the 73rd day of 2021. On this date in history, 1794, Eli Whitney received a patent for his cotton gin. That was the invention that revolutionized America's burgeoning cotton industry. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, playing that good Led Zeppelin once more, once again. Are you there, Melissa?
Yeah.
Sorry. That wasn't planned.
No. Not really.
I just wanted to end on, you know, this is why we're recalling.
Yep.
Our supervisors, because they can appoint the public health officers. So they hire and they fire. So to the community out there, if you're not happy with the way things have been going, if you've seen all of the inconsistency in data and the lack of local data, especially, you know, like, get involved, come, you know, donate to the recall. We need donations. We need people involved to help collect signatures. So, you know, go to recallshasta.com.
Very good.
Right, yeah.
All right. You know, that's
Melissa, while I have you on the line, when can they start gathering signatures so we can kind of let people know to get ready to gear up?
Let me circle back to you on that
one. Yeah, that would be great because, you know, people...
How about if you just shoot us an email instead?
You know, people are going to want to know, and we're going to need all the hands-on that we can get to gather those signatures. I know that, you know, as far as a time frame, it's going to be very short.
I should know this, but I don't.
Well,
have
we're early.
That's all right.
No, it's okay. That's why we're trying to get this stuff out. And, you know, you sharpen your sword with other metal. So that's what we need to do. We need to, you know, gird our loins up and get her going here and know all this stuff. Hush now. Stop it. So, yeah. We'll know, this stuff's just getting off the ground. We're starting to get it all in motion, and we'll all know all this stuff as soon as we get the information.
So stay tuned,
and we'll
everybody.
We'll have it posted on Facebook, too. We have Recall Shasta on Facebook, where all of our information will be posted, you know, when we start asking for signatures and having people start volunteering. So that all of that will be online.
Very good.
Great. There you go, people.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right, thanks for calling in, and I guess now we need to go to...
I just want to mention, before we get to Opal, real quick, Red, White, and Blueprint is also, you know, coming out with their documentary. We're going to be, you know, we're involved in that as well. And the thing is, all politics are local. You know, this idea of the status quo, you know, this is going to end badly. You can't just keep taking money from the federal government, printing it at all levels, bailing out the blue states, and not have this have a problem economically. We're about ready to collapse economically. This whole thing is ready to tumble down. It doesn't matter that we're at brand new highs with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Yeah, because they're stuffing counterfeit money into this thing. You know, what's going to happen when it's, you know, you're seeing prices rise and it's $50 for a loaf of bread? Now, we've been talking about this for a long time, but if you go look at the monetary policy worldwide on the central banks, it's hooking like a hockey stick, straight up as far as what they're doing, infusing the economies with their digital dollars. Anyway,
sorry,
let's go to Opal.
There was something on that. Good morning, Opal.
Good morning, dear.
What do you got for us today?
Oh, just old woman's thoughts.
Okay.
This country needs to wake up and remember, no matter what nationality they are, no matter what sex they are, no matter what political party they are. We're all Americans.
There you go. Yeah. That's it. Whatever your persuasion is, you know, if you think it's going to end well being dependent on the government for everything, you missed history.
And it's not just here in Shasta County. It's, you know, it's across the whole United States. Yeah.
So.
Excuse me?
It's across the whole United States that we have this issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This country.
Everybody
needs to wake up and see what the devil is going on. Quit hiding behind the damn bedpost or whatever. I don't damn well want to wake up at my age and find that I don't have the right to die of old age.
Well,
I hear you. Hear you loud and clear.
Got three choices: COVID, the vaccine, or old age. I vote for old age.
There you have it. Thanks, Opal.
I agree with you. And thanks for calling in, and we appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You know, a lot of the problem, too, is these young people, you know, when I say young people, I'm going to say, you know, 45 and under, 40, whatever, is that they think they're smarter than the older generation. They think they've seen more. They think that we're too stupid to...
On some cases, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, there's arrogance there, but there's the wisdom is not as much as it should be because they've been dumbed down in class and school to think that depending on the government is somehow getting over and it's going to work out all right for everybody. You know, this whole thing with this vaccine and this pandemic, this scam-demic, this dem-demic, this bunch of crap-demic, you know, if you do the research and you figure out you're losing all your rights and you're being bought off, when the economy collapses, yeah, you might still get your stimulus check, but it's not going to be worth anything.
Yeah. They take everything at face value, so to speak. You know, they don't look in the past why we feel the way we feel, why we know what we know. You know, they don't look to the past to see or do homework and educate themselves. Most of them. Now, there's a lot of young people that are starting to wake up
and
understand.
But you know how you wake up? You wake up because you feel pain. And that's what's happening is the more the pain train comes, the more that, you know, you start going, hey, what's the problem? There was no problem until this COVID thing all of a sudden stopped all the pleasure, you know, and all of a sudden you couldn't go out. You couldn't have, you couldn't have your family over. You couldn't visit your mother in the hospital. You couldn't, your kids couldn't go to school. You know, that's what waking them up. But this is just the beginning. They're going to keep doing this crap until we either throw them off or stop complying.
Yeah, because what makes them stop?
And what's
going to be the next virus? What's going to be the next lockdown?
They're already
talking about
it.
Yeah, you know. I can virtually do it, and it will cost nothing to lock them down.
And it just amazes me. Okay, so I'm going to take a virus that has three, you know, they say less than 3% adverse reactions to it, because I have a 99.98% chance of actually getting a problem or not getting a problem. So it's less than half of a percent that it's going to, kill me. But I'm seeing guys that are dying right and left off the COVID virus or vaccines, mm-hmm. and not a word. You know, and a classic example is that Marvin Hagler. They're not reporting anything that doesn't give them the narrative. Why? Because if you got a central bank that's printing money out of thin air and buying everything, remember what JP said? They're buying everything. They're going to own everything. These people do whatever they're told because they're afraid to lose their job. Local guys, Mike Mamus, I never heard anybody dying. Well, have you looked any place but Brian Seltzer's freaking desk? I mean, Brian Seltzer's a moron. And anybody, CNN, MSNBC, LSD, you know, all of them, ABC, they're all bought and owned by the same six companies. They don't want to report any of this stuff. And then, you know, you got Zuckerberg, you got Bill Gates.
Fauci's in charge of the vaccines.
Yeah.
You think there might be a problem there? Then he might have another issue going on?
You know, it's just incredible that, you know, people have, you know, got to get some common sense, do their homework, and think for themselves. But the problem is that if they don't start thinking for themselves across the board, the pain train's coming.
Yeah.
I mean, go to San Francisco. The pain train's already there.
And you want me to get a vaccine that doesn't stop me from getting it or transmitting it? and it's got a bunch of foreign stuff in it that could make me sicker. Well, then if I just get the virus,
and concentrate on boosting my immune system, or yeah. I can rearrange my DNA with an experimental drug.
Yeah.
By their own admission, it's experimental.
Yeah, I want to be. I want to be the government's guinea pig.
I want to be Bill Gates' guinea pig.
Yeah, or Bill Gates.
Yeah, he's a solid guy.
Oh yeah, he wouldn't have any
substandard citizens. So's Miss Spock's kid. What's his name?
Spock.
Jeff Zucker face.
Something like that. With that, I guess we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Stacking up the years I spent trading punches with the enemy. Ooh, I built myself a double big stone tower, lies higher than the eye can see. Trapped in my flesh and bone, crying out to your love. I'm desperate. Love, come rattle this cage and set me free. All of my fears, like Jericho walls, gotta come down.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
After there, Cricklewood Green.
if they only knew about changing the world and everything.
You know, I mean.
But we've come to. Holy crap.
This is why all politics are local. This is why I want to circle back to the fact that they are trying to take our allegiance away from ourselves and give it to them.
Right.
This is about the allegiance to some world power that's going to save you from something that doesn't really exist. And as long as they can brainwash you into thinking that wearing a mask is going to be the answer, complying, doing what you're told, you know, it's so much easier to do that than to wake up and face the reality of what's really happening right in front of you. There is a communist takeover of the world organization, the World Economic Forum, a bunch of rich people got together, communism, you know, the communists are involved, Xi Jinping, you know, and if you don't want to face that, it's really easy to put your mask on and stick your head in the sand and pretend there's nothing going on. But that doesn't really work after a while.
No, it'll eventually be at your doorstep.
Well, and if the masks work.
Here we are.
I mean, do the masks even work?
No.
Come on, they don't even work. Come on. You know, if they worked, you know, how come in Florida they have never put the mask on, never made them mandatory, and their rate of COVID infections or cases, if you will, is exactly the same as a place that put them all on? Why is
maybe
that?
Because they're reporting the truth and the
fact, because they have
and it
zero
work.
Effect. The,
yeah,
they
I'm
have
just saying
zero
because,
effect. That's right.
Because they're reporting that wearing the mask or not wearing the mask with true numbers, you know,
well, it's
that
not
it
even
doesn't
that.
Work.
What, I'm,
yeah.
what I'm saying is that there's no difference between masking up and mask and not masking up as far as the numbers, because this thing runs its course exactly
right,
the same.
Yeah.
If anything, the masks prolong it. Okay, so that's the real thing, and so you know, I just got another report from a school in Texas. They never made their kids mask up at all. This whole school in this county in Texas has not been masked up or anything
right.
from the beginning, and they don't have any problem at all. They're going to school. They're, you know, if you get sick, you go home.
Right, and let's see, they want you to wear a mask and create you, you know, to create some problem with your immune system, breathe in your own germs and everything.
Well, it does all that.
That's what I'm saying. So then you're compromised so you can catch COVID easier by wearing a mask.
I don't even,
hello?
I don't even know if it's that sinister other than the fact that they want you to comply with whatever you're told.
That's true.
You know, whether it does any good or not, if they told you to go stand in the middle of the street on your head and spin, you know, half of these guys would do it if it came from Fauci's lips.
Or they thought they would get money.
Or they're afraid. They've been instilled with so much fear from so many places. If you watch KCNR or KRCR or CNN, all you get, all they talk, every newscast is be afraid, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. Be afraid of your, be afraid of catching something. Be afraid of the guys down the street. Be afraid of your neighbor. You know, be afraid of not to get a vaccine. Be afraid of everything.
Just lock yourself in your house and it'll be okay.
And you know something? That's not living. That's not living at all. You know, we fought a war during a smallpox epidemic. Come on. You know, anyway, let's go to our call.
Oh, we got Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning. I sure appreciate you guys. It's a pleasure to listen to you every week, and I try to tell people up here in Siskiyou about you and get the word out.
Well, thanks,
Steve. You guys in Shasta County are really making the movement, and we're, you know, a few of us up here are trying to install it up here also. You know, only the strong survive. Nature has a way of taking care of, you know, what doesn't belong. And if all these puppets and all these people want to continue to listen to the propaganda, then, well, you know, it just makes it a better world for the rest of us.
Let's just hope that that applies to Congress.
The other thing is, you know, we've had over a month or two now of the information given to us by Zuckerberg and Facebook and Amazon and all of these leading companies who are all supporting the New World Order, and still people want to say that you can find it on Facebook. And I can't believe that as activists we are still using that verbiage. You know, we've got to stop
using any of those people that contribute to the New World Order.
I totally agree with you. I am going to shut off my Facebook accounts as soon as...
I got rid of my Twitter,
Steve, but I'm trying to move everybody over and get familiar with these other platforms, the Parler, you know, whatever it is, and get good, you know, being able to have the news feed go out and get to a lot of people. That's the only hesitancy I have, but you're absolutely spot on. I totally believe we're going to have to shut down Facebook.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, people are hesitant to move over because they have so many contacts and all that stuff, but... Like I say, it's been a month or two, and if we're going to activate, we've got to activate.
I agree. I was thinking about this yesterday, Steve, so you must have been reading my mind, but go ahead.
Well, you and I are, I think, on the same page. I want to say save me a table at one of your tables. I would love to come down.
Come on down.
I will be down.
Come on down. I'll save you a spot. I've got I bought two tables, and I'm looking for people to come down and spend a little money on a recall.
You betcha, yeah. I mean, yeah, I support you guys. You know, I'm so happy that Patrick's in there. We worked really hard for him up here in his assembly event movement, and along with Danuka, and we did a lot of work up here to support those people. The question I have is when you go to a supervisor meeting and they have the public comment, and they say in there, the verbiage is, what you say here will not be enacted on at this time, you know, time of your statement. But I'm thinking that that verbiage should not be in there, and I'm wondering if the California, you know, courts put that in there somehow to it kind of demeans you going up there and saying anything.
Well, I don't know if that's the case as much as they don't want to make a decision on something that doesn't have a discussion between the board.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that part, but it kind of demeans. I'm wondering if the courts put that in there as kind of a catch, kind of a thing to demoralize the people once again, one other small increment little way. You know how they're incrementally taking away everything that we stand for. So that's all I have. I appreciate you guys a lot.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your support and everything.
Yes, shoot me an email and let me know if you're coming and to the event with the tables. It's kentmark@msn.com, and I'll make sure I reserve you a spot if you are coming for sure.
Yeah, is Mark Baird speaking down there by chance?
I don't know
who all the speakers are, but I don't think so.
Yeah, he's pretty busy doing a lot of training these days. Once again, okay. Thanks very much, you guys.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, bye-bye. I don't know if the government did that for whatever reason. I think it's more each local board has the ability, because they don't follow the Brown Act anyway under this emergency thing. They just do whatever they want. So I think it's more of I don't want to hear what you have to say because I want to go play golf over there at the club.
Right.
So, you know, these guys, they don't care what we have to say. They don't want to hear what we have to say. It's pretty obvious. The only reason that things are changing is because the pressure is mounting and people aren't going away. And they're not, and they see that their positions are at risk. They see that there's a recall going. They see that the tide's turning. They see that the voting's, you know, the people are coming involved in the process
right.
of the voting. And they see that, you know, they're now being watched at what they're doing.
Yeah, they're
going to
be exposed.
You know, it's just like the old thing with the one supervisor. You know, why would you want to recall him? He's a good guy. He's a conservative. No, he's not a conservative. He's not a good guy. He's stabbed us in the back on numerous occasions. And I'm not even going to go there because, you know,
well, that's what I'm saying. Some of the people don't realize in the past what's
right.
happened and why we think the way we think and do. You know, it takes all of us. And yes, the young people do a lot of good things. But at the same time, you've got to go back and get your education and your information from other sources
know
why.
I'm happy with going after three right now. I think we're going to go after three, and I'm okay with that. I mean, I'll do whatever the group needs to do to be successful. So that's what we're going to do. But, you know, but I'm not going to sit here and be quiet about the other guy that he's like some kind of a paragon of conservative virtue because he's not. He votes liberal. He talks a good tune. He keeps his, whichever way the wind's blowing, and he keeps his constituents numbed down and dumbed down because they don't go to the meetings. They don't look what's going on. They're not involved in anything. But he presents a nice picture and he smiles nicely.
Right. He takes good pictures and goes down to Cottonwood and, you know, goes to the barber shop and gets all happy with everybody.
Let's let that go. Okay, I'm feeling better now. I'm going to take a deep breath. Let's go to a break.
And with that, we're going to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. And that song is what that means. Kyrie Eleison means Lord have mercy. And I wanted to play that for our next guest. He's on the radio with us, David J. Harris Jr. He's a personal friend of mine, and he's a great patriot. And he has his own show on the YouTube channel and a lot of other places. I really want to introduce David. Like I say, he's a great friend of mine, and I love him to death. How you doing today, Dave?
Mark, my brother, I'm good, man. It's listening to those ads from the businesses in Reading, and even hearing that song, You know, I grew up, I grew up in Redding. I'm a Redding kid, native and California native, but specifically Redding, born and raised in Redding. And to hear all that, man, it makes me a little homesick. Although I am happy I'm in Texas with the no lockdowns and no masks, unless the businesses just want to, you know, enforce it internally. But I still love and absolutely miss Redding. And you guys, you and Linda are amazing. And love to be on. Love that I'm on your show today, brother.
Well, you know, that's so good to hear. And we're trying to lure you back. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You know, if we can if we can split it into the state of Jefferson, you know, you got a place here. You could maybe run for governor or something.
You know, I have been hearing about and believing that it absolutely would be a benefit to especially all those in Northern California and Redding to disassociate with the rest of the liberal progressive state that is dragging the state into the toilet. I mean, we don't want Redding to wind up like San Francisco, you know, pooping on the street, peeing on the street, hiring people, $80,000 a year job plus benefits just to clean up feces. And yet then they still want to leave, you know, want the borders open, you know, want sanctuary for illegals. It's just, it's a mess. And it's so sad because I love California. I love Redding. It's so sad what politicians are doing and what, you know, Gavin Newsomini is doing. But even worse is the people that are voting for those individuals.
Well, that kind of, you know, brings me into my first season. That kind of brings me to my first topic. Are they really voting for these guys? I mean, is the majority really voting for these guys? I mean, I got a class action suit that I just been looking at in United States District Court here against
out of Colorado
against the Dominion voting systems.
Yeah, and there's cases like that all over the country. You know, up until this last election, I would have said yes. Unfortunately, the majority, because of the big cities that are filled with liberals and progressives, are voting for these same politicians. But after this last election, hopefully it's something that every single American is aware of, is that I don't believe there was integrity with the last election. I believe it was rampant with fraud. I've seen too much evidence, too much proof. Mike Lindell is a good friend of mine.
Yep.
He brought an amazing documentary to bring a lot of the truth out, and now we're seeing it, like with the lawsuit you're talking about in Colorado. There's lawsuits all over the country based on the fraud that's being exposed about the last election, yet here we are underneath President-elect, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. You know, he still has yet to make a public address and actually answer any questions. He just can't do it, I don't believe. But we're stuck with it. You know, here we are stuck with it. And the Democrats went a long way. They were very strategic in getting the right people in places and polling stations in cities, the especially swing state cities, to be the ones who are overseeing the election. And it's crazy.
I believe
that if there was a chance for California to flip red, it would have been this last election, because I've talked to so many independents and Democrats that were absolutely furious at what Gavin Newsom had been doing, his policies, his lockdown orders. It's just ridiculous for them to deem certain businesses essential and others not. It's insane.
I think it actually did. I mean, now I can't prove that, and that's my opinion, and so I'm not going to go there. But, you know, here's what I think about with the presidential election. It defies logic, because under this logic, Joe Biden is the most popular president in the history of our country. He got 13 million more votes than Trump did, 23 million more votes than Obama, and he filled up stadiums. Everybody loved him. He had all these press conferences, and he campaigned so well, right? And so he got 13 million more votes than are registered voters. And not one of those 13 million votes over and above the voters that were registered was for Trump.
Right. Well, and Trump, you know, he got over, I think it was 8 or 10 million more votes than he did the first, you know, the first time he ran, which as an incumbent, that's the first time in history that a president, an incumbent president, has gotten that many more votes than the first time and lost. You look at all the House seats that the Republicans gained. You look at the Senate, the ones we held, and the House, the ones we gained, the ones we held. Except for Georgia, where they use the same election tactics as the election,
where Locklear Purdue lost. It's you know, we gained a lot of ground, but then Trump loses.
Well, and we had 110% voter turnout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It doesn't pass the smell test right away, you know. And Trump, I mean, it's just like the different votes in the, you know, the black community and the Hispanic community. I mean, we went from 8% in the black community like 35 or 40%. There was no way that he could lose with that happening, just that, you know. And then you got the Latinos,
right.
Everything, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. But boy, try to mention that on any mainstream media, and boy, you're some kind of a right wing extremist.
Well, that's exactly what they, you know, what they try to label us as. You know, I was on the campaign, Black Voices for Trump, traveled the country, saw and talked to a lot of minorities, blacks, Hispanics. They had woken up to the fact that Trump's policies were working and were a benefit to minority communities. His plan that he had, he called it the Platinum Plan, for the black community would have been amazing for the black community. The tax reform bill that the president passed would have been amazing for minority communities all around the country. That's all going to be gone. That's all rescinded. Mm-hmm. Trump, Biden's rescinding every positive thing that Donald Trump did. And so we're now left with, you know, watching all this unfold and saying, what can we do, and hoping and praying that we actually don't have to spend 4 years to get Joe Biden out. I personally don't believe it. I shared on my show, my podcast, the David J. Harris Jr. podcast. I was sharing it all last year that if for some Hail Mary chance or reason that Joe Biden was to get in office, he'd probably only be in for 3 to maybe 6 months, maybe a year. But I'm really saying within 6 months, he's going to have to step down for something. His cognitive decline is so obvious. You don't have to be, you just have to have 2 cents of common sense to rub together to see that Joe Biden and his handlers are keeping him from saying anything and have to answer any questions. And even when he does have to talk off a teleprompter, he still can't get it all out straight. So, you know, we're in for a Kamala Harris presidency again, unless some other miracle happens.
Well, Calamity Harris there got 2% of the vote.
Yeah.
You know, come on. And then if I was her, I'd be kind of worried too, because you know who's next in line?
Yeah, Pelosi.
Yeah, I mean, and these guys wouldn't whack anybody, would they?
No, they commit suicide. Come on, guys.
I mean, I'm just kind of kidding, obviously. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like it's unconscionable, this whole thing, the whole setup, all of it. You know, I mean, you know, the change, you know, this virus changes the emergency powers, you know, and all of a sudden all these governors change all the rules on the election in the 8 key swing states, you know, and that's where all the trouble's at, and nobody hears the case, and then they have this insurrection, they call it, at the Capitol, where there's no shots fired except for one of the guards shoots an unarmed citizen. And they call it an insurrection, kill the vote at the Capitol when they're going to hear the vote on bringing up the fact that the election is rigged at each of the states and the delegates. It's insane.
See, if I was to put on my tinfoil hat for a second and say, wait a minute, I do believe in conspiracies, because all a conspiracy is are powerful people conspiring to do something or carry out a plot unbeknownst to the public or you know, underneath the radar. So conspiracies happen. But if I was to put that hat on and say everything you just said, the Senate was actually going to look at and actually listen to all of the evidence on all of the individual cases of fraud state by state. That's what they were doing on January 6th. And I was there. I was in the front row. I was actually supposed to speak on the stage that day. I was sitting right next to Mike Lindell. He was supposed to speak on the stage. And because of the massive turnout, the Trump campaign just kind of took over, and hindsight, I'm thankful actually that they did. And then they put a select few speakers up there, you know, Eric, Don Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, Rudy Giuliani, and a few others. But so hindsight, I'm very, very thankful that I wasn't up there, because every single person that spoke was a heightened target. But I was there. The president didn't say anything that was inciting violence. And then when we left, we were walking to our hotel. And somebody passed me, and they said they're rioting at the Capitol. We had just left. We weren't even there yet. So if I was to put on my tinfoil hat and say, oh, do conspiracies happen, was there something that was trying to keep the attention off of the states actually listening to the evidence of fraud state by state, it makes a whole lot of sense that if they didn't want the Senate, if they didn't want the, and the American people to hear the evidence, that they would create some kind of a distraction to shut it down. And look it, that's exactly what happened. As you said, no votes went for, everything was squashed. There was no more voting on evidence. There was no more looking or listening to evidence. It was all done. Mm-hmm. End of story, case closed. Let's move forward.
Wow, just boy, there's a lot of coincidences here, Dave.
A lot of coincidences.
And you know, what I was most disappointed in is the fact that you didn't get to speak, because you said you were going to mention me.
I would have. Hey, Mark and Linda, man, you got to listen to that show. They're breaking down the truth. Yeah,
and Trump's a bad man for not letting you get up there and expose yourself with the other people that he took off the stage. He's a bad orange man.
Dave would never expose himself. He's not a Democrat.
So I was thankful to be there. Obviously, just thankful for the opportunity to work with the Trump campaign and help campaign for him. And, I believe in justice. I believe in God's justice. And I believe that for every single American out there that feels remotely the way that we feel that this last election was unjust, it's time like never before to pray, to get in our Bibles, to speak truth, and to really ask God, what is it that you want from me? Because we may be able to affect two or three, maybe they affect two or three, and that can cause a chain reaction of an awakening in our country of Americans that love the Constitution, love our founding, and our founding fathers love the Bible, love our Judeo-Christian values, and understand that they are under attack. You know, they're burning Dr. Seuss, they've canceled Dr. Seuss, mm-hmm. Mr. Potato Head, all these things are setting us up as the public, I believe, for them to eventually want to then cancel the Bible.
Hey, I think it's already happening, Dave. I think it's already happening. I mean, you know, we're starting to take back our counties. We got a blueprint going on, this red, white, and blueprint, to do a documentary to show everybody what's going on. And it's all at the local level. And that brings me, before we get to the break, and I want you to think about this over the break, I've heard that Candace Owens is running for president.
I heard that today that she may possibly be doing that.
But my thing is what I think God's telling us is that we all have to get involved in politics and run for offices. And so I want to hear what you have to say about that.
Yeah. Also, when we come back, I want to hear, because you travel all over the country and you say people are waking up. You know, they want us to believe that, you know, people are against one another. And I want to get your take. Do you see that when you're traveling across the United States, that people are at each other's throats as much as they want us to believe? Or people start to stand up together?
And then we'll have Terry
Then we'll get to Terry.
Yep.
So this has been KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Put you on the spot, Dave. And by the way, that was Andrew Rip, Jericho Walls, and good stuff. But yeah, can you give us your positions on those last two questions, and we'll repeat them if necessary, and then we'll get Terry on the line.
Yeah, as for Americans being at each other's throats or a lot of race relation divisions, I didn't see that. I actually saw, well, depending on which crowd I was talking to, any conservative events that I've been to, it's always been filled with people of all different ethnic backgrounds coming together, uniting around, we were uniting around principles that President Trump supported, that were inclusive, that were for putting America first, that was for family, it was for, you know, faith, it was for our freedoms. And yet I'd be at different events where I would try to go and interject with the opposing side, you know, the progressives, and they would immediately call me a racist. You know, it's like I'm obviously a person of color. My dad's black, my mom's white, but I've never been called a white person.
Well, you're half racist.
Well, no, not to the left. I'm just racist, period. You know? And it's white people that are calling me that.
Oh.
And that's grown over the last few years. You know, when I first had my splash on social media and things started going viral, you know, I would hear it from Hispanics. I'd hear it from blacks. And then slowly I'd start to hear white people saying the exact same thing. And
it's
like, the hate, it's hatred, right? It's evil. It's hatred. It's division, and it's the same hate and evil that worked its way through the KKK to carry out all the horrendous acts that they did against blacks and whites that's now rearing its ugly head through anybody that just believes the mainstream media's narrative.
Now we're going to target whites, right? That makes it better. You know, the content of our character. I guess they never even heard the speech. It's insane. I mean, now the mantra is that you are a racist automatically if you're white.
We're born that way, according to them.
Where does it end? It's all for division.
Yep.
Which will, I mean, I talk about this in my book, Why I Couldn't Stay Silent. You can get it at davidharrisjr.store. I talk about this in my book. The mainstream media is using the same tactics that the KKK used. Manipulate, dominate, and control. And it's all about controlling the people. The mainstream media has done a hell of a job doing that, manipulating the people to dominate their emotions, and then control the direction that they expel their emotions at, and the people that expel it at.
Let's go ahead. We're running out of time here, and I want to get Terry in here. So tell us about Candace Owens and yourself. Are you going to run for office? And then let's get to Terry.
I am waiting I'm praying about running. Right now, I think that I've got more of an impact trying to be a voice for waking people up. I want to make sure that I'm staying true to where I feel God's calling me to be. And as far as Candace goes, I haven't heard specifically that she's running in 2024. I wouldn't be surprised if she tried to do something. I don't know that 2024 is the right time, but you never know with Candace. I mean, she's on fire right now. She's
yep.
launching a new show.
She's a mother now, too. She's just had a baby not too long
ago. Yeah, her and George had a little baby. So she's amazing. She's a wrecking ball to everything that the mainstream media and the political elites try to put on all of us, the people. And so 100% support her, and would be amazing if she did. I know she has the gumption to do it. She's got the wit and the knowledge. I don't know if she'd start right off with president, but you never know with Candace.
You never know.
Never.
All right, let's go to our caller.
Yeah, we've got Terry on the line.
Hello. Well, maybe we're not going to go to
our caller.
I'm
not sure if that's me.
I'm here now.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Dave, I echo as Rally Sally does, as Carlos Zapata does, as Woody Clendenin, and all of us echo. We'd love to have you back here, brother. We need you.
Did you get that, Dave?
I didn't hear anything.
You didn't hear anything. Well, Terry just said that everybody wants you back here. Woody Clendenin, him and Sally, and Carlos Zapata, and Woody they all want you to come back. We need you.
Well, my heart is still in California, specifically Redding. Obviously, I'm a Redding native, born and raised. Love my church family, Bethel Church. Love my church family. So many people there I love and appreciate. So many individuals like you that I love and appreciate. Carlos Zapata is doing an amazing job. I shared his video on my Instagram, and it blew up. I know he's got an event coming up in April, and you never know. I may be there.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, I didn't leave my heart in San Francisco, but I guess my heart is in California.
So we did have a question also in the chat room. Why did you leave California and move?
You know, it was before all the craziness happened. We left in the summer of 19, and we felt that we were praying about, you know, where God wanted us to go. I was talking with the Blaze Network over there where Glenn Beck's at. I was talking to the president and CEO, and they were looking at potentially bringing me on. And they said, you know, if you were here, we know we could at least get you on a lot of shows. We want to have you, and a lot of people here want to have you. At the same time, a friend of mine that had just bought a big, beautiful house in Fort Worth had to move, and he's like, I'll give you a great deal if you want to lease it for a year, see if you like the area. So it seemed like all the doors opened up, and God was calling us that area. We've since moved to closer to Dallas, but you know, in hindsight, we definitely got out before all the craziness really started. But we're liking the area. It's easy for travel. Texas is amazing. The taxes here are great. Property is good, is great and slim because people are wanting to move here. But so we're where we believe God wants us for right now, and but you never know.
Well, the state of Jefferson could be more than an idea, that's for sure.
Never know what the next calling may be and where.
That's right.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left before we're at the end of the show, and we really appreciate you coming on, Dave, and I really, really miss you. because you know, the text messages sometimes come when it's a little bit inconvenient.
Well, because I was trying to fight big tech, they were silencing me. You know, from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram, YouTube has blocked me. I shared, you know, for people to stay connected with me, text my name, David, 253445 to get on my text alert.
Uh-oh.
And it blew up. It blew up. I have a lot of text messages, numbers. And when we start the text message, I found out later that it could take hours before all the texts go out. So I thought,
well, that explains some things. It's like it's three in the morning. Dave, what's going on?
Oh man, yeah. We've since adjusted that, so that won't happen.
Well, that's funny. I want to say thank you for coming on and getting in contact with me and setting this up, and we'd love to have you back in the future. Just let us know when you are available, and we'll make time on the radio program for you.
Absolutely. Would love to. Thank you so much, Linda, for reaching out. And one more shout out to my good friend, Patriot Mike Lindell. that is absolutely taking a beating. 24 big box stores have canceled him. Twitter's banned him. Social media is lowering his reach. He's lost $65 million in revenue from all of that.
And, I've been buying his towels.
Yep. I'm buying everything I can, just about.
It's code Trump 2020 is still active, so use it and let's support Mike.
All right, very good.
Thank you again. We appreciate it.
All right, we're at the end. As everybody knows, at the end of the show, I always say you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And don't forget, Board of Supervisors meeting this week, and...
Donate.
Stay tuned.